This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm interviewing Louis Vitello, who is living his dream through inspiring others. Welcome to the show, Louis.
Hi, Joe. I'm such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be on. It's been great to finally catch up with you after 10 years.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree. Just the same, man, my friend.
So let's get started with some background about yourself.
So as you already mentioned to your viewers, my name is Louis Vitello Jr., and I'm a board-certified health coach. However, I wasn't always the health and wellness guy. In fact, at one point in my life, I was 398 pounds, just under the 400 mark. And I was always an individual, Joe, that struggled with weight loss. I tried different diet programs all the time, and I did the ups and down roller coaster. You know, I always joke around and I say, I called Jenny, but she hung up on me, and I did the Weight Watchers, and all I did was just watch my weight go up every single week. So I kind of just like got to a point where I just gave up. I got tired of throwing tons of money and wasting all my time eating cardboard food and all that sort of things. So I just said, you know what? The world needs fat people too. And I'm a really good fat person. So I've had years of experience at it. So I'm really efficient at it. And I just kind of forgo the whole weight loss journey. And that was pretty much status quo until I was about the age of 25. And my life changed drastically, very, very rapidly. In the course of 1 week, I was told that I had less than 10 years to live. 2 days later, I had a very good friend of mine collapse and went into a diabetic coma. And he was such a overweight, large man that they couldn't do any normal procedures to save his life. He literally, as his body was shutting down on him, they gave him less than 5% chance. There was nothing they could do. And then the very next day, one of my best friends died of a heart attack. So not only did I get my own time, my tick and tock here, right? 10 more years to go until I'm dead and 6 feet under. But two of the people who were really close to me in that part of time in my life are dead and gone. And that's where I sort of had my personal wake-up call, where I realized, you know, I got to be honest, it was almost like I felt like my friends kind of were sacrificing themselves to prove me a message. Like, that's how I felt in a moment. I know that's not what happened, but that's how I felt in a moment. And I was thinking, you know, how foolish is it for me? How self-centered is it for me that I have less than 10 years to live? And I literally walked out of the doctor's office when I heard that news thinking, well, I got 10 years to figure it out. And plenty of time to, okay, you're in a hospital, literally on your deathbed, and now my best friend is dead because he had a heart attack. And it just, the whole concept of it all was a really big wake-up call. So what happened was, is through this life-changing moment, I decided that this was it, and it was going to be the first day of my new life. So I lost 207 pounds in a two-year journey, and I haven't looked back. And now I take my own personal experience of being the overweight, fat, and obese guy that couldn't fit in a normal airplane seat, that couldn't go to the movie theaters because I couldn't fit, that had to back out of social events because I couldn't go to the theme parks because I didn't want to hang out by the strollers, couldn't go to certain restaurants because I couldn't fit in their booths. I mean, really affected my whole life. But I gave up on all of that, and now I take that experience and combine it with my education to help others that suffered through the battles of obesity, just like I suffered, to help them reach their goals and their dreams so they can be the person that they really deep down inside want to be.
Wow. That must have been just a short time after we knew each other.
Yeah, I would say that so. I started when I was 25. I reached my final goal weight of losing 200 pounds was my goal. On my second year anniversary, it was 207 was what I lost, but that was 27. And now I'm going on 32, so it's been quite some time, yeah.
So what would you say inspires you?
So what inspires me when it comes to work is actually seeing people grow and develop, to see them do the things that they always felt or deemed was impossible to do. And when I come to work every day and see people transform their lives literally right in front of me, it is a true inspiration to get up every morning and come to work. What I do now, I don't feel like I work a day in my life. That's truly inspirational for me. When it comes to just general life and just creativity and being involved with different products, the inspiration, I think, just comes from beaming off of other people. I really take the time to sit back and absorb and listen and sort of be in the moment. And I think when you can shift your mindset to be in the moment, almost anything at that point can be inspiring.
So how did your dream come about as far as when you started to coach other people to lose weight and to have better and healthier lives and not, I guess, not through dieting, but through entire life transformations?
It's a very good question. You know, it's funny because I didn't even realize that this was a dream or passion until somebody else woke me up to the idea. At the time, I was a senior Microsoft network engineer, so I had a really comfy, cozy job. Had the 401k, the benefits, you know, sort of the dream job. And I was doing quite well. And it wasn't until I met somebody that hadn't seen me for a long time that literally was taken back by the transformation I took. And they asked me to tell them my story. And I did. And by the time that I was done, she was literally in tears. And she asked me, she says, Lewis, she says, how long you been on IT? And I said, at the time, I was in IT for about 7 years or whatever it equates to then. She says, you're really good at this, aren't you? I said, yeah, I can do IT in my sleep. This is what I was meant to do. And she said, no, it's not what you're meant to do. What you're meant to do is share your story with others and inspire them to make changes, because you can reach people that have been suffering. I know so many people that have tried everything to lose weight, and if they heard your story, you would inspire them to be a different person. You might not know it yet, and you might not know how you're going to get there, but one day you're going to figure out how you can take your message and bring it to the public and really inspire change and what is definitely necessary to be done in our country. So I didn't think anything of it. I just said, well, hey, thanks, you know? Appreciate it, you know, a nice compliment. And then I spent some time, what happened was, Joe, I was laying down in bed one night and I was kind of like bored and I couldn't fall asleep. So I pulled out my laptop and I just started Googling about, so I was an IT consultant. So I was Googling like health consultant, you know, because that's what makes sense in my little world. And I stumbled across health coaches and I had no idea that such a thing existed. I figured only the type of health and wellness gurus are like personal trainers or dietitians or nutritionists. I didn't know that it was such a thing in health where people take a whole picture, like a holistic view, looking at the whole picture of every person's characteristics, you know, really taking in, does their work life, does their career life, their relationships, does their spirituality, does their activity affect the food choices they're making? And if so, how do they affect them? And I didn't really gather that concept until I stumbled across the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutritional school based out of New York. And I started to read about the programs and materials that the school covers and learn that the school, what I really liked about it was bio-individuality. And I felt like that's what it was for me. That's why the Jenny Craigs and the Weight Watchers and all them didn't work for me. And it worked for people I know. It's just because it was meant to work for them, but not me. I'm my own person. We're all unique. We all look different, act different, talk different, have different backgrounds, have different families, have different interests. Why should we all eat the same? If we're different in every other aspect in life, why can one meal work for everybody? It just doesn't. It doesn't. You got to look at so many other things. And this tool gives you over 100 different dietary theories, lifestyle suggestions. And it's from like world leading people, you know, Deepak Chopra, Bernie Siegel, Jeanine Roth, David Katz, there's so many, I mean, I could go on, but over 40 different professors and public speakers are enrolled in this program. So I got really excited and I enrolled. And that was really the one that started my journey through the school and the program and the materials and through my own life experience. I was making so many connections and I'm like, oh, that's why. And oh, that's why I had success doing it this way. And that's why I had success doing it this other way. So when I really found out what health coachings were because somebody else inspired me to take a look at that, that's when I really found what I was meant to do. It just felt right at that time. That's how I discovered that this was where my dreams lied.
So how did your family receive that and your friends as well, that you, well, first we're going to lose a bunch of weight and then later on down the line, you're like, hey, I know I've done IT all my life. I'm not going to do it anymore. We're going to go do this thing that I Googled because somebody, you know, planted the seed in my head.
Yeah.
How was all that received?
Now, you know, it's funny because I don't think my family still truly understands what I do. My father, I think on a daily basis, asks me when I'm going to get back into IT. He's like, when are you going to go back into your real job? You know, I'm like, I have a real job, you know. But to answer your first question, the weight loss, you know, it's funny. So I had a dream to be skinnier and healthier. It wasn't just about losing weight, but it was actually to get healthier. I was faced with a lot of different ailments, a lot of the different chronic diseases that plague America today. I had them. I know what it's like to take multiple prescriptions and have to spend $250, $300 a month on recurring expense every month at the pharmaceutical companies, you know, Walgreens, CVS, you name them. So I get all that. And then what happens is when I was starting to get success, so many people started to discourage me. I would get, man, are you sick? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Are you feeling well? You seem to be losing a lot of weight. And then when I lost around 100 pounds, because people weren't used to seeing me that skinny in their whole life, it was, wow, you look really emaciated. You need to eat. So I had this whole battle the whole time through all these other people that, you know, they're supposed to be influential. Your family's supposed to support you. Your friends are supposed to support you. But it really didn't work out that way, surprisingly enough. I don't think they meant misintentions. They just weren't seeing the same dream that I seen. But I knew where I wanted to go. I knew exactly where I wanted to go. And now that I'm there, people think I look fantastic, by the way. My parents couldn't be any more supportive in the changes I made in my lifestyle. They truly do feel like what I've done is the best thing that could ever happen to me, which is great. And the same thing with the job. You know, I talk to a lot of individuals in the area about where they want to go. I feel like I inspire them to do what they're really meant to do. You know, there's a great video on YouTube by Alan Watts that says, if money was no object, what would you really do? And I really feel like that video resonates with me, that this is what I would do. I would just help people wherever I can help them to. So I feel like that's the dream for me, is just go out there and help people, to be a part of the little ripple effect to change people's lives.
Actually, it's funny. I was just referencing that video to somebody I was talking to earlier today.
Oh, it's a great video.
It is. So what steps did you take to get started?
The steps for me when it came to becoming or starting to lose weight really was about making a commitment of a lifestyle change, to change my behaviors, to change my mindset. That's what to me was the missing link. All right. I heard a diet and exercise didn't work. So what I wanted to do was figure out why these things just didn't work for me. And I just spent countless time researching and studying all these different theories. And I kind of used my body as an experiment. You know, did this work or did this work? And whatever worked, I just kind of wrote it down and documented it and moved on. But I think it's important that you create goals. I think goals are an important step. Because without creating goals, you really don't know what you're working towards. You're just aimlessly wandering around the streets. And this is the same with starting my business. So at first you need to create goals. And it could be any type of goals, but they need to be SMART goals. As in specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. They need to be SMART goals. Because if they're not SMART goals, then you really don't have anything to measure it against. Simply saying, I want to exercise more is not as good as saying, I want to go to the gym 3 times a week by December 1st. That's more manageable and attainable. So then what you want to do is you want to take your goal and create objectives. And these objectives are basically the steps that you need to take to finish your goal, to get to your goal. So what you do is you write down all the different objectives, all the different steps that you need to accomplish your goal, and you create little check mark boxes next to them, and then you can just start checking them off. You go through the process. So every time you check one of those little boxes off, it's like a mini win. You just accomplished a mini goal. So you really just kind of go through that system and eventually you reach your goal. I think if you follow that system, no matter what you do, you'll be able to take some of the dreams, some of the goals that you've always had and be able to put them in reality. But the first step is to take whatever's in your head and write it down and then develop a plan to make that plan come into reality.
So was there any roadblocks that you hit with losing all the weight? And you mentioned that, you know, your family and your friends were almost fighting you on losing weight. But then down the road, when you became a health coach, what roadblocks did you hit then?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. There's tons of roadblocks in the weight loss journey, to be honest with you. I mean, anybody out there that's tried to lose even 10 or 15 or 20 pounds, that's probably knows sometimes you just plateau and you just go flatline. And no matter what you do, you can exercise more, you can eat less calories, you can be more mindful. It doesn't matter, you're still stuck. I think one of the things that really helped me overcome roadblocks and barriers was that I had my ending sort of in sight. I knew where I wanted to go, but I just didn't get caught up in a journey getting there. You know, I use this analogy. I share this a lot with clients that I feel are struggling and are so caught up in details on where they want to be, especially when it comes to things that they're dreaming about, the goals and ambitions they have. And it's been things in their head that they've had for years, maybe the lifetime, but they never got there. So I don't know, 100 years ago, there was this movie that was created. And it's a movie that we've all seen. We've all seen this movie. It's world renowned. It even still gets played sometimes annually in certain movie theaters, and it's got a fantastic story. And when they were designing the original movie poster for this movie, they actually designed a really cool, inspirational poster that they knew 100 years later, Lewis would be using this in his talks. So I'm glad that they had the forethought to really keep me in mind when they're designing their billion-plus-dollar movie. But I think it's really beneficial for everybody. And the movie I'm about to mention is one, as soon as I say what it is, you're going to be like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's great. The movie is The Wizard of Oz. And in the movie poster, there's Dorothy, Tin Man, the Scarecrow, Toto, the Cowardly Lion. And they all are standing on a hill on a yellow brick road. And in the distance is this gorgeous, sparkling, very awesomely detailed Emerald City. Now, they're, I don't know, miles, ages away. The Emerald City's huge, but it's all in that distance, man. They can see it standing on that hill. But there's an interesting concept that happens here. That hill goes down, goes off the view of the poster. And it winds and turns and twists, and it goes through valleys and trees and forest. See, Dorothy and her crew are standing on top of this hill. They see where they need to be. All their dreams and all their desires, everything that they want is in that distance. But they don't get caught up in the journey. They don't get caught up in where this road goes. They just take one step after another, and they just keep following that yellow brick road. And what happens? Well, you know, they have flying monkeys and they get kidnapped and there's witches and there's all this craziness that happens, right? But eventually they just trudge through all this, all these unseen things, these roadblocks and barriers that you would have probably came up with if you pre-planned it, right? You would have said, well, maybe possibly would have ran into a witch, maybe possibly would have ran into this, right? But they didn't worry about that. They just kept trudging forward. And through that process of just trudging forward, they finally reached their goals and they got all the answers they ever desired. But here's the interesting part of all this. See, their story was so amazing, really, when you think about it all, right? The concept here is not to get caught into the path and all the details and where that path goes, but just focus on what your end goal is. Focus on what you really desire and just keep putting one step forward and then handle the situations as they come up. Don't get caught up on them before they even happen. because all you're going to do is wear yourself out of ever reaching your goal. Instead, just keep going forward. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, you'll have such a fantastic story. You have such a great adventure. They're going to make a movie out of it too.
Yeah, there's. It would be awesome to have your story made out into a movie.
You're going to play me, Joe? Would you do that? Would you be honored enough to do that, Ryan? Can I be honored for you to play me?
How did you overcome some of these roadblocks?
Breathing. You know, not getting stressed, not worrying about what others think, just worrying about what I thought. And I'm the only one that really knows where I wanted to go, truly understands me. I mean, I could tell friends and family they can be supportive, but they're never really going to grasp that reality of where I want to go because they didn't have to go through the same things I did. Nobody I knew at the time had been through such a journey that I was going through. So nobody could sit there and say, oh, I edify with you or I can relate with you. They couldn't because they just can't because they didn't. So that's just reality of it all. What I did is just took each moment, each challenge, each struggle, just took it for what it's worth, took a deep breath and said, okay, so this is just one thing. I mean, really just one thing right now that I need to work on, that I need to figure out. Let's just figure it out. We'll put together a plan to get through this hurdle. And I knew, again, it's like that movie, just figuring out what's on the distance, focusing on that Emerald City and not getting caught up on the witches that are trying to stop me from getting there, just focusing on Emerald City. And eventually everything's going to work itself out. I feel like the universe has this really weird thing that eventually things do figure itself out, that things end up having a purpose or a turnaround. Sometimes you have to wait a couple years for that to happen, but and it'll come from an unlikely source. But if you just have patience and due diligence and continue to move forward, you'll eventually get to where you want to be. The problem I see is people quit well before they ever get to where they want to be. And if they would have just put the time into it day by day, week by week, or even month by month, 2, 3, 4, 10, 15 years later, they would totally be in a better place than they would have been if they just kept going instead of stopping.
So is there any parts of your dream that haven't quite worked out or not worked out yet?
Well, I think everything works out the way it's supposed to be. So when I plan or envision something that doesn't work out, it's probably the way it's supposed to work out. You know, I can ask for things. I might get a no in response, but that's the way it was supposed to work out. That's just the way I feel. Now, I have a lot of great things in the future that I would love to happen. I don't want to be just a sole coach. I want to have a greater outreach to people. I want to be part of a larger ripple or wave to help inspire others to do so. And I think being a part of these, being fortunate enough to be on your podcast is one of those ways to make that happen. You know, because maybe, just maybe, this podcast will reach somebody that can help put me in a position to further my message even to a grander scale. So I take every opportunity, I listen to every single person because it's not about them sometimes, it's not about me sometimes, it's about everything else and how everything's connected. They might know somebody that could help me tremendously. And if I prejudge them or if I feel like, oh, this is going to be a waste of time talking to this individual, you never know where it's going to be. I mean, Joe, we kept in touch and we known each other when we were a lot younger. I would never thought that you would have had such a successful podcast and then be asking me and inviting me to be part of the show 10, 15 years later. You just never know what's going to happen with people as they grow and develop. So I just take things, I don't know, man. I just keep taking day by day, and today's always a greater day than it was yesterday. You know, for me, especially with having 10 years to die clock, I mean, every day I'm grateful. Every day is a good day for me because I would probably not be here if I didn't make a change. So I'm happy every day for sure.
And I'm happy to have you on the show. It's really amazing what 10 years, because I mean, it's probably about 10 years since I've seen you. So it's amazing what 10 years can bring. And I can't echo what you said enough about everybody just giving other people a chance to just hear them out, because you never know where that might lead you, whether it's for you or for somebody else down the road. Every turn is a whole nother life experience. But the goal in front of you is the most important, like you alluded to with the Emerald City. I think that's a great analogy that you worked out there.
Thank you.
So I need to ask, if you were stranded on a deserted island with your family, what are three things you couldn't live without?
That's a very good question. Part of this is going to be the health coach in me, and I got to give two answers that you're probably not looking for, but I'll be sure to give you one that you are. Of course, I would say I need water and food. So there would be one and two. I would definitely need water. I would definitely need food. I know that's not two, and I don't mean to cop out on the answer, but I would say the third thing I would need is laughs. I mean, because the only way that I could stand being stranded with, and I'm assuming all my family, not just some of them, not the ones that I just get along with and like. But if I was with everybody, man, I would just hope that we would have lots of laughs. And those laughs can be brought by other things. If it's alcohol-induced laughs, well, sometimes you need to do what you need to do, and that's coming from your health coach. I would just think if we have enough humor, nothing else would matter, and laughter is a great way to pass the time.
I mean, most people have said cell phones. One person said a computer.
I would throw my cell phone in the water, given a chance. You know, I think that we're too plugged into shiny square objects. Maybe a couple good books would be really good. And how about some just time away from everything, just to self-reflect? You know, I think there's a lot of cultures like Buddhism that takes advantage of that to really find their true purpose. So depending on how long I was stranded out there, I think it could be a really great development opportunity. I have nothing but sitting there anyway, right? I mean, you're stranded. You have nothing else to do. So might as well take that time instead of being bored, but take that time to maybe meditate or reflect or really figure out what your true purpose is. So hopefully that gives you a couple more for the three things there.
So I know you touched on what your dreams for the future are. Would you like to elaborate?
That's a good question, Joe. You know, we get sometimes so caught up into our work. That's all we focus on sometimes. And I'm definitely guilty of that, running my own company. But dreams far beyond just a coaching goes to just having a good, wholesome, and charmed life. I would love to look at the future and start a family. I'm with a very loving woman right now that I believe is going to be sort of the answer solution to that dream. But I'm not there yet, and I'm not worried about the road and paths we'll get there. You know, people ask me, well, are you ever going to get engaged to her? When are you going to propose? It's not a matter of question of if it's there. And it's not really, for me, it's not even a question of when, it's where in the moment, when things just seem right and lined up for it to happen. So my future dreams is to really start a family and raise a family that's surrounded by love and connection and affection, and not be the iPod and computer parent, but be a parent that's there and supportive and allows them to be open to so many different ideas and concepts so they can make their own decisions on what they feel is best. I don't want to be an influence on my opinions down to them. I want them to be aimed with the knowledge to make their own decisions so they can be their best unique person. So they can give back in whichever way that they feel like they want to give back when they're of age to do that.
That's a beautiful answer. I feel the same exact way.
Oh, man, that's awesome. We need to interview you and ask these questions to you sometime. You need to have a reverse interview because some of these I want to ask you, man. It would be a great way to catch up alone.
I don't know, maybe at episode 100, we'll see.
There you go.
Some people are asking.
You call me for that one. I'll interview you at episode 100.
I might take you up on that.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Well, thank you. So before we get going, is there any last thoughts you'd like to share? And then if you have any plugs you'd like to plug.
Yeah, my last thought to share is really at the end of the day, if you want to achieve your goals, your dreams, your passion, your desire, you need to put that out there in the world. I see a lot of people that kind of run around miserable, and they kind of run around depressed, and they kind of run around with the woe is me attitude. And they say, I wish I could do this, or I wish I could be a better job, or I wish I can have this, or I wish I could do this. And stop wishing. Stop complaining about it. In reality of it, nobody wants to hear you complain. I hate to say it, but I never ask somebody how they're doing. I asked them what's new and good, because I don't want to hear the negative. I have enough drama and things going on in my own life that I need to balance out. So when you start really showing passion in the world and take the moment to say, help a stranger, or to be a part of something that's maybe greater than you, and not worry about what you get out of it, just worry about being there in the moment, could not only benefit you just there in that time, but help you tremendously in your desires, in your passions, and in your dreams. Like I mentioned earlier, it can take sometimes years for things to come full circle. But unless you start playing with and manipulating that system now to your favor, you're never going to get there. And you're always going to live the woe is me in a depressed life. So you got to just stop that. You got to unplug that. You got to cut away from people who instill that onto you, that always are negative and toxic. When I have this rule, if I ask somebody what's new and good and they start telling me all the negative stuff, I stop them and I say, I just maybe you didn't hear me. I was asking what was new and good, you know. And if they're constantly negative, I just tend to try to stay away from them as much as possible, because I'm a firm believer that that negativity wears off on you on time. And it not only wears off on you, but it also wears you down. And it starts making you feel negative. And once you start feeling negative and you start feeling depressed, then you're never going to reach your goals and ambitions. So instead, live life through passion. Live life through desire. Live life through love. Do things that go out and make you feel free. Treat today like today's the last day you're alive, and I bet you you're going to have one hell of a day. Because I know it could have been my last day several times on this earth, and I'm very grateful for every day I get now. And I treat life like that. I'm very grateful, and I give gratitude to the people who are around me, and I give gratitude to myself. We got to love ourselves. We got to give passions to others, and we got to dream big, but also put plans to accomplish those dreams. Make dreams reality. Oh, for a plug, I'll do a shameless plug. For those who feel that they're tired of banging their head against the wall, and they're tired of eating cardboard foods, and they're tired of having people shove meal planners down their throat, and they feel like, you know, they're just tired of being tired, I would highly recommend it. They come check out my website, and that's simplestepsweightloss.com. That's simple steps with an S, weightloss.com. And my website is actually filled with a bunch of free information, free resources, blogs, etc. I'm not asking you to buy anything on my website. It's not the point and purpose I'm throwing you there. Is that when I write my articles on my website, I really do put time and passion into them. And I really do give advice that I feel has helped me achieve the goals that I want to achieve. And they're not always just weight loss. A lot of them too are lifestyle and how to live a more harmonious and charmed life. So it could really benefit, I think, a lot of people in different areas of their life. So that's my shameless plug. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to be shameless about it.
It's an honor to have you on the show, and I'm so happy to hear a success story from somebody that's from my past. Quite important in my past, actually. Thank you for all that, and thank you for your compliments to the show.
Hey, and let me just thank you, Joe, personally, for everything that you're doing and giving people the opportunity that you are giving them. I think it's amazing what you've accomplished, and I really do think episode 100 should be a special episode about Joe so we can all learn about the man behind the mic. But I also want to take 2 seconds and thank all the listeners, because without the listeners, not only would I not be on the show because Joe wouldn't have an attendance, but there would be no point on being here, because if nobody can hear what we talk about, then what is the point of talking?
Can't say it better myself, Lewis. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.